Deep inside every one of us is a lion waiting to be unleashed. Are you ready to be unleashed into your destiny? As we stand on the edge of time, the web of deception is being unraveled. Carl Joseph offers you the red pill and the keys to unlock the shackles of your mind. Get ready to be transformed by God's supernatural power. Let's join him now.
Today, friend, we will discuss a topic that few people, let alone pastors, wish to talk about. Yet it is rife in Christendom, to say the least, and that is fornication. No, it's not a four-letter word, but it has been seemingly banned as a subject matter in many churches today, or simply swept under the rug as the proverbial 800-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to address. Some people think pastors who dare to touch this topic are prudish, set in their ways, or frankly, not going with the times, etc. But many people are unaware of the serious repercussions of any form of sexual intercourse outside of the marriage covenant. Not only are there physical consequences, friend, but I believe we may damage our very own souls by engaging in that which is strictly forbidden in God's holy word. The Lexham Cultural Dictionary defines fornication this way: the practice of engaging in immoral sexual activity, but especially that which is outside the bounds of a marriage covenant. Its general meaning, however, refers to every kind of illegal sexual intercourse, that is, any intercourse except between a husband and wife. In other words, any form of sexual immorality can be brought under the umbrella of the term fornication, and the Bible has much to say about this, friend. If you're a Christian listening to this broadcast, you shouldn't be engaging in or practicing fornication. Period. Otherwise, to put it mildly, you're leaving the door wide open for the devil to move in your life and giving him place to set up camp. Not only that, but when you make love to someone, you're joining your soul to that person. And if it isn't sanctioned under the sanctity of the marriage covenant, then you leave yourself wide open to relentless spiritual attack. Let's read 1 Corinthians 6:16 through 19. It says, "Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." Well, you might say, "This doesn't apply to me, Pastor. I'm not shacking up with a prostitute." Friend, regardless, Paul expounded here upon the presence of temple prostitutes that served in the local idolatrous and ungodly temple to Aphrodite, in which visiting sailors would frequent, especially in the town of Corinth, which has been described as the Amsterdam of the ancient world. Yet we're missing the point here, friend. When you have sex outside of marriage, your soul is bound to that person, because in the eyes of God, you've become one flesh. Now in Romans 1:29, the Apostle Paul lists a whole host of terrible sins which are counted amongst those having a reprobate mind, and fornication is listed among them. Jesus also listed a series of defiling sins, including fornication, along with adultery in Matthew 15:19 and Mark 7:21. To defile oneself is a serious misdemeanor. To defile something is to corrupt its purity, to violate or debase it. Let me ask you this, friend. Would you go to your local church and vandalize the sanctuary? Would you go in there and tear it up with a jackhammer and spray paint? Well, that's exactly what you're doing to your own body when you don't honor God's temple by having sex outside of the marriage covenant. But who exactly are we dishonoring? Well, that would be God and the temple in which we live. Let's remind ourselves of 1 Corinthians 3:16 through 17. "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." God will allow its destruction if you allow it, friend. This scripture falls in unison with Hebrews 13:4, where it says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." If you're a young person listening to the sound of my voice, then keep yourself pure, friend. Keep yourself for the one God has chosen for you. We are living in a society right now that's rejected God's word on a grand scale, and let's consider these statistics. Of those in Generation X, and that includes me, friend, only about 15% of us believe God's word to be true. Yet if we switch over to the next generation, the millennials, only a mere 4% of them believe God's word to be true. This disregard for the Holy Scriptures is evident in the statistics of sex outside of marriage, which provide the pitfalls of ignoring God's commands concerning our sexual behavior. And let's be clear here, friend, by fornication we mean premarital sex, extramarital sex, adulterous behavior, and engaging in homosexual activity. These all fall under the umbrella of fornication by the Bible's definition. If you're a young person, or even an older Christian for that matter, listening to this broadcast, and you're engaging in a sexual relationship outside of God's marriage covenant, then shame on you, friend. You're not only shaming yourself, but dishonoring the God that gave you breath to live in the first place. Having been in ministry for some years now, I will tell you unequivocally and without reservation that every Christian I have met who continues in fornication struggles in their Christian walk immensely because God won't bless disobedience, friend. But not only that, they leave an open door to the devil in their life who comes in to steal, kill, and destroy at his discretion. And there isn't much, if anything, to stop him, friend, because your disobedience grants Satan legal access into your everyday affairs. 1 Corinthians 10:21 says, "You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." When you partake of fornication outside of God's covenant, then you are fellowshipping with devils, friend, because sex is a spiritual endeavor and not just a physical act. It's the spiritual binding of one person to another. Yet if you or your partner is not faithful, you might find yourself bound to several other people as well, other than the person you're sleeping with. You know, friend, King David repented of his indiscretion with Bathsheba, but having observed the scriptures, his life was never really the same after that. Trouble came in from many fronts. Friend, fornication is not an alternative lifestyle. It is a direct rebellion to God's word, and it's sin, plain and simple. Check out this scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps lay hold of hell." Friend, fornication changes lives forever. Not just yours, but your entire family, and even the families of others. Making a sober decision to have sex outside of marriage can lead to unwanted pregnancy, abortion, the onset of an incurable STD, losing the love of your life because of betrayal, causing divorce, having a child with birth defects, becoming infertile, and even demonic oppression, just to name a few. Then there are the physical consequences of the act itself. Consider in these United States the rise of STDs, or sexually transmitted diseases, within 15 to 24-year-olds. Stats show they have the highest risk of acquiring these diseases. These include chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, not to mention AIDS, which can all be deadly in some cases. Some of these diseases have become more progressively difficult to treat in recent years, and in the specific case of syphilis, the disease can be transferred to the children of pregnant women. The health outcomes of syphilis alone include miscarriage, stillbirth, blindness, or even stroke. Also, approximately 150,000 women become infertile each year as a result of these STDs. This is frankly shocking. Sex outside of marriage really is rolling the dice, friend. Rolling the dice with your body, soul, and spirit, none of which you own, I might add, because you've been bought with a price. Due to fornication, 68 million people, or 1 in 5, have a viral STD in the United States, with nearly 19 million new cases each year and rising. Percentage-wise, some estimate that nearly half of people will contact an STD in their lifetime. Because of the prevalence of fornication within our society, 40% of babies are born out of wedlock each and every year in this nation, and that's a 30% increase from just 20 years ago. Then we have abortion, which is merely man's way of covering up his sin of unbridled or shameless lust. Friend, there are consequences of disobeying God's word and being unfaithful to the person God has planned for you. I urge you to stay faithful to His word, and God will preserve your purity. Also, we mustn't forget that in the list of admonitions that Paul gave as examples for us in his Corinthian epistle, fornication was listed as one of the 5 sins that prevented Israel from entering into the promised land of Canaan. Yet because they fornicated without reservation, they were restrained from fulfilling God's plan for their lives, and some even died. Let's read that passage in verse 10. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our forefathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and 23,000 died in one day." Am I speaking right now to someone who might fall into this category of fornication? You might even be in love with this person, friend, and both be Christians, yet you've made a mockery of the marriage covenant and God Himself. But you feel conviction right now as you're listening. I understand, friend. God is tugging at your heart and telling you it's time to stop this behavior because you're not only hurting yourself, but the other person as well. Friend, remember what the Apostle Paul said explicitly concerning fornication. In 1 Corinthians 6:18, he says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body." One definition of flee is to run away, often from danger or evil, or to hurry toward a place of security. Friend, Paul tells us to flee because you're sinning against yourself and harming yourself if you continue with this unrestrained and immoral behavior. Listen, if I were preaching this message in 1950s America, 80% of the people would be slapping me on the back saying, "Way to go, Pastor, you warned those young people especially about the dangers of fornication." Yet today, friend, our culture is rife with sexual exploitation, and especially of young people, and it's simply not fair. In years past, a man had to drive perhaps even hundreds of miles to see explicit pornographic material, and there was a sense of shame for making that long drive to a dark and dingy den of despair. Yet today a teenager has the power to access literally thousands of unfiltered pornographic images with his smartphone or on his computer with a few key strokes. Such is the danger for our young people, and quite frankly, it's sickening, and God is grieved, friend. So bad has this free access to pornography become that North Carolina Republican Walter Jones is leading a crusade to stop federal employees from watching and downloading porn on government equipment while at work. And he says this, "We're over $19 trillion in debt, and taxpayers are paying for federal employees to waste time at work surfing porn. This is a well-documented government-wide problem, and it's time to put a stop to it." Unquote. Friend, these instances are disturbing to say the least, and if you're a parent listening to this broadcast, please provide security software in your home that enables the filtering of pornographic material in order to prevent one of your children accidentally stumbling across these images. Otherwise, it could lead them to a path of addiction or even destruction if its access goes unchecked. Friend, our God is a forgiving God. You heard this broadcast today, not to be condemned, but to be given a chance to repent and to be forgiven if you're currently practicing fornication. Please get right with the Lord this night, friend, and don't delay any longer.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who's witnessed God's supernatural power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl is a unique researcher who investigates current affairs, societal trends, technology, cults, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button